So this is the Dirty 30 Diary with Dirty D, and I have two guests. If you were listening last week, I talked about how I cheated on my ex, and that was kind of the gist of how my, you know, first 2 years into my 30s began. So, I have two guests, one of which is a quote-unquote cheater, and we'll get into why I'm using air quotes later. And are you introducing yourself? Do you want people to know that this is your situation, or do you not care?
Yeah, I don't mind. You know, this is all
okay. Do you want to introduce yourself? News? He's a cheat. Is it a cheatee? A cheat.
I'm a victim and a perp.
Oh my god. and so
it begins.
Right, and so it begins with the bullshit.
No, nah, that's my bullshit.
I did a survey. Well, not really a survey. I just asked followers, mm-hmm. have they ever
that's
been
a survey?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like it was a bullshit survey because people weren't being honest, and I asked
scumbags
if people had been cheated on, or if they have cheated. Of course, everyone said that they've been cheated on, but no one said that they've cheated. Well, a couple of people said they cheated, and of course, which was justified. And everyone is pretty much the victim. No one's cheated. So something just isn't adding up, because it's not like these people get cheated on by no one. So, yeah, I decided to have a friend and another friend come in and give two different sides from a not so common perspective. So most of the people that said they've been cheated on were women, of course, and very few men admitted to cheating. And so we have a man who has actually been cheated on. So who should I start with?
I think you should start with him.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Fire
okay,
at
so
will.
You have been cheated on?
That is correct.
How many times have you been cheated on? That you
define
know of.
Define how many times.
that you know of.
Well, I've only been in one relationship.
Oh.
And.
Okay.
That was a situation where this girl wanted to, and it was pretty transparent. It's like, I think we should take a break. I'm not happy. Da, 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 da. Code lingo, meaning I want to go fuck this dude, and I don't want to feel bad for it, and I don't want to have a bad conscience, so I'm going to just tell you that we're not together for, you know, a couple weeks.
For a couple of hours.
So whatever.
Okay.
So there was that, and you know, which is fine, because you want to do that. I'm absolved from guilt as well. But no, at the end, we were like, because we were long distance for a minute, but we were actually in the same city at the same time.
Okay.
She had like, you know,
40 dicks.
No. Oh. She had one dude that she started really like wanting to be with, and ultimately ultimately after like 4 years, like broke up with me to go be with him, like for real. And they ended up getting engaged, but he was whooping her ass and she bounced.
Oh.
But
karma.
Oh, I'm telling you, she called me to go to lunch.
He just smiled.
No, oh my god, no, it's like the first time he smiled in probably like 30 minutes. Like,
years. She hit me up to go to lunch because she was like, you know, emotionally whatever from the whole situation.
Unstable.
Blah 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 blah. So she's sitting there, and she's like talking about all the stuff that's going on and all that, and she's like halfway crying and shit like that, and I'm just like.
Well, it's nice that you were where you feel like you were there for her, even though
hell no, I was there for me. Oh. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck you think?
So
like,
you guys,
see, like, no, are you there for like pleasure? Like, okay, I just want to know the depth of this.
And he kept calling, and I'm like, you touched that phone, you're about to get hit again. And he was aerating her phone for like an hour.
Possessive.
It was
at
interesting.
That point.
Yeah.
Okay, so. If this is 4 years in that she cheated on you?
Yeah.
So you guys were together for 4 years. It's mm-hmm. like that all together, or you guys were, you've known each other and then you were together for 4 years?
When we were on and off, it was like a pretty on and off. There was an off for a few months, but for the most part, they were pretty like on and off. So it was more like, I'm not happy with this. I kind of shit.
Okay.
But
so, and she cheated on you. So when you say she cheated on you, she cheated on you. You didn't know that she was about to go do this, or you feel like she was already in the process of doing it, and then she just got a break so she can go.
No, she's the last one. She didn't get a break. I knew what was going on. It wasn't a big secret. Like, I mean, she might have thought it was a secret, but it wasn't like she thought she had a great poker face and didn't.
Okay.
So.
When was her birthday?
Sounds like me.
When was her birthday?
When was her birthday?
4th of July?
Oh, no.
Oh, she's a Cancer.
That's very accurate.
She's a Cancer.
She was a Cancer to my mid 20s.
So, how old are you now?
35.
Okay. I'm just making sure. So, okay. So. We're going to go to our cheater. Do you want a nickname or alias? Don't threaten my guests.
You can give me a nickname. That's fine.
Okay. something very close to your real name? Or,
no.
So,
okay. No.
So
because I still have metaphor, people out there.
You consider yourself a cheater with air quotes. So why do you feel like you're a cheater, but you're kind of not a cheater?
Because I feel like I don't necessarily have, like, set boyfriend. Like, nobody says, hey, we're going to be together or let's date. It's more of a we fall into it, and it's like an assumption, like, we're together. And okay. I'm just supposed to just be faithful to you, but you never really, we never had a conversation that said, this is what we're doing. So technically, I feel like I still could do my thing. You have a question.
Our other guest has a question.
I have a very brief question. What was the assumed perspective of the gentleman? Was he figuring, well, I can't run amok? Or did he think that he could do whatever he wanted?
That's the thing that I feel like the men that I get feel like they could do it, but I'm supposed to just stay loyal. Because they're still trying to figure it out, but they want me. It's a situation like that. And I feel like that's not necessarily cheating, but it is because I could have still.
Open relationship is open both ways. You know.
But that's if you talk about it.
Yeah. So if you.
Because if you ask some of these men, they'll say, I cheated on them. They're like, oh, you cheated. They'll never let it go. And I'm like, but we weren't officially together.
But you know, I mean, it's like, you know, at what point does a duck not walk and quack like a duck?
Is that like a real quote? Okay.
It walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Yeah, that is. I think you just switched it up. You're very creative. So you think that you're not a cheater? Okay, so.
No, I mean, I've cheated. I mean, that's worse than.
You said all of that? Oh, no, I've cheated on people who actually knew.
Okay, so yeah, that was one scenario. But no, I can say that I've dated or I've been in a relationship with somebody and I've cheated on them because in my head I don't know if it was necessarily true, but I was like, oh no, they seem like they're doing their own thing. And I mean, I think it's more deep rooted because I kind of want to get you before you get me type thing.
It won't hurt me.
Be hurt when I find out that you were doing what I thought you were doing if I did it too. I know it's wrong, but that's just how it works.
Yeah, so I think that's a part. Mine was very I've only been, I guess, in two relationships. And one, I definitely cheated on him because he went to jail. And I was doing all types of shit when he went to jail. Was I doing shit before he went to jail? Probably. But
I went to jail.
You know, when you go to jail, I'm not saying there's people
there's
that
girls
hold,
that wait
there's
for
girls
you.
That hold it down and they wait or they'll only date.
Just not
they'll
us.
Date.
That's stupid.
They'll date other
That's
women
stupid.
The whole time. Like, I had a couple of girls that I interacted with and they won't really tell me that they're... That's the situation, but they have someone that's in jail that they're waiting, they're saving it for, like, you know, whatever.
That hoe.
So, that hoe over there. So, pretty much, so yeah, my situation was more so, it was a combination of things. Number one, I had manipulated the whole situation, so we were together. I like kind of forced the situation on her. Like, I kept insisting that we'd be together. And then she told me, like, if she was in a relationship, it would be an open relationship. So then I kept changing the dynamic. Like, okay, well, I want us to be together, but then I want you to, you know, tell me every girl that you talk to on the side. And then it was just like, it just kept getting more and more complicated.
Yeah.
When in reality, I should have just, if she didn't want to give me a close relationship, I just should have left it alone. Or I should have just stayed being friends with benefits, because we're still friends to this day. So basically, how one of the things that I do remember was that, like, it was kind of like we were in an open relationship, but she never exercised her right, like the open part. But here I am. I'm just like, oh, it's open. So, yeah, before. And so it was like that whole thing, like before I didn't necessarily probably even need or want to deal with other people. But just because I felt I was like felt away, I was being vindictive because I didn't get the relationship that I wanted. So then I started dating a bunch of people. But then turns out I'm horrible at open relationships because I treat everyone the same. So like it was kind of like I was dating.
The
I was
same like poly- really great or the same like really garbage?
No, like, yeah. But it's like it was more like I was in a polyamorous relationship because I'm just like I'm giving people not exactly the same amount of attention, but like still calling everyone babe and still everyone's like those two people that kind of started falling for me in the midst of everything. Yeah. And it was like
communicating before 10 p.m.
Are you one of the people? You're raising your hand.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I have a comment. Like, I feel like you're like that in all your friendships, though. Like, you treat everybody like
great. I treat them great.
Well, to a certain extent.
Like, it's like I treat everyone great, but it's not great because I'm treating everyone the same, if that makes sense.
You treat everyone great, but nobody's special.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So I did, of course, I was doing things with my girlfriend at the time different. Like, there was things that only me and her did. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't feel that way to the other person on the other end of that.
Yeah.
So basically, so yeah, so I feel like if you, well, not I feel like, but if a question that I would propose to you, do you feel like you know the reason why she cheated?
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Why would you say she cheated?
It was twofold. I lost the job that I had. Mm-hmm. And switched to another job that sucked and the schedule was shitty and all of that. So that created a bit of an imbalance there. But also, she was like the black girl from the suburbs who didn't have like, she had a hood name, but like she didn't have a relationship with
did
the community
it end
like
with
that.
Isha?
Close. It ended with Asia. It, that wasn't the whole name, but that was the last portion.
That was like, is it is like three, like, broken up to three. Full,
that's an actual name.
That's the own.
Yeah. So, like, when we met, I was living in Oakland and she was out in the burbs.
Okay.
So, like, I was cool in the town and she wasn't. But, like, even when she got down to L.A., she just had, like, a bit of an identity problem in her own mind.
Right.
So she was like, I'm going to go be with, I'm going to go do the black love thing and I'm going to, like, you know.
So it wasn't you with her?
I was, I mean, she stayed trying to call and check up and whatever.
Yeah.
Every time there was a fight in her next relationship, my phone was ringing.
So how long were you guys in a long distance relationship?
How come?
Like, how long were you in a long distance relationship?
Two.
Two of the years?
Two out of four. Yeah, okay. The middle two. Together in the first one and the last one.
Okay. Got it. And you, my dear?
What?
Why do you feel like you cheat?
I have a lot of spare time.
She has a lot of, she's like, that's like one of the main things that someone said, like the first responses that I got asking why most people cheat, and they said bored.
Just no,
bored.
Really.
When would you say your free time is? Because I was doing my calendar.
I have this calendar.
Now, like, you know what? I don't know, because I could really, really like somebody, like legitimately really like you, and then catch myself just holding a conversation with somebody else just because I'm bored.
So you get bored,
like,
easily. Like, just,
or because in my head I think that you're already doing it. So I'm like, yeah, just in case I'm going to have
I mean,
it.
Like sexual ADD?
Yeah.
A little.
Is it?
But it's not even, no,
do
it's
you
not
always
even,
feel like it's always sexual?
No, it's not always sexual. Oh. Sometimes I just want to do, like, I'll want to do stuff and the other person will be like, oh, I don't really want to. So I'm like, okay, well, somebody else is going to want to.
Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later.
I'm going to Magic Mountain. You can be there or you
or
cannot.
Or not. Like, it's up to you, but I would right. rather you be there.
Speaking of which, she really wants to do something fun for
Halloween. Not the day of, but...
Not the day of, but the days around it. So she might be bored
sometimes. I meant like a theme park.
Not like, a theme park. No, I meant like, a theme park, Universal.
Somebody's going to call me and be like, I have a swingers party. If you're bored.
It's costume, so no one even knows if they're cheating or not.
First, it's bored. Bored central.
I don't mind that. Like, if I think about it, like, if I've had relationships where, like, we do swinger shit, when it low-key, it kind of...
Do you feel like you have a large sexual appetite and you feel like if you're not getting a certain type of attention, you get bored?
I don't know if it's sexual or just attention that I need.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, okay, moving on. So, when everything happened and you were hurt about it, like, is all the conclusions that you have right now, like, looking back, you're like, oh, she was kind of this type of person? Or, like, when it was happening, you knew, like, okay, it's not me, it's, this bitch is crazy?
It depends. I mean, it's both. It's, like, on the person side, yeah, I know that's not a me problem. But the reality was, you know, professionally, I wasn't where I wanted to be at the time. So that was part of it too. I had to settle that debt with myself also. Right. So there's always two sides of it. You know, you have to figure out, well, you know, how can I improve myself? And, you know, fuck's wrong with that bitch?
Did you feel like you knew that this was the road that, like, it was going to happen eventually?
No, not at all.
Did you think that she was just, like, super faithful? Or the type that wouldn't entertain?
At the time, yeah, because, like, we were, you know, her family lived in the Bay Area and shit. Staying at her parents for the weekend all the time, or she would stay at mine, for, you know, whatever. Right. Like, it was kind of like the writing was on the wall. I was, like, kind of starting to, like, soft ring shop and shit like that. So, like, it wasn't one of those things where it wasn't, like, super. And she was, like, the type, I can be in a relationship or not, I don't care. Right. It's more like, if I like you, I want you. I don't give a shit about a relationship. Yeah. Because I don't need to be in one. So, like, if I meet... So, like, I've met a couple girls that I really, really, really wanted to be with.
I think the last time we talked, you said something about, like, you only have two qualifiers. And it was like...
Oh, well, look good and don't piss me off.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure there's someone out there...
Someone that looks good and won't piss you off.
And won't piss you off.
Shut up all the time.
Right. I feel like that's pretty much what that means.
Yeah, you know, but... It's hard to not piss me off.
Oh, God.
And you got to look really goddamn good. But,
Do you have to be a sister?
It helps.
Do you have a preference?
I have a preference, yes.
So, we talked last time also that, just so you guys know, ladies know, he is a rosé person.
I'm a member of the Rose Gold community.
Yeah, Rose Gold. I said Rose. You said Rose
That's
Gold.
That's cool. That was my fake male exotic dancer name, though. I was never a male exotic dancer, which is why it was a fake
name. Another word for ginger. I like ginger. I look at, like, ginger babies all the time. Those are the only babies I like. Not the only babies I like, but the only ones that I seek out pictures of, because my friend just loves sending me pictures of babies. Like,
if you're going out of your way to find rose gold babies, you should talk to a professional.
They're adorable.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
They're adorable, and I felt like you just, like, should appreciate the fact that I appreciate your community.
It's a community.
It is a community.
I appreciate the fact that you appreciate our community.
You guys are nearly extinct.
I know. I was born before my time, unfortunately.
If the very least, the least you could do for your community is find another ginger, mate with them, and create ginger babies.
I'm ultra recessive, so that's not a guarantee. Okay. Neither of my parents are members of the community, nor is my sister.
I think that, okay. Well,
and none of my grandparents are members of the community.
So how the fuck?
Okay. I've been lauded for my bad luck for a long time, and it began at conception.
So you don't think that had something to do with your relationship?
Being a member of the community? It probably didn't help, to be honest.
Well, now that you said that the requirements are look good and not piss you off, and you said you get easily pissed off, like, you don't think that had anything to do with your...
Nah, because if I love a girl, she ain't piss me off that easily.
But how could she get to the point where you love her if she's already pissing you off?
Je ne sais quoi,
what,
you know,
early on.
Now we have a time constraint on this program.
Well, that's a whole nother show, a whole nother situation. Okay, so I just basically, since we have a cheater amongst us.
I believe he said he was a cheater, too.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
One time.
So
what?
Still a cheater.
Is he a cheater? So this is the same person, I'm assuming.
You cheated on the same girl that cheated on you?
Yeah.
Was it after or before?
It was before the end, but we had a thing where, like, she kind of did some similar stunt before. And in a relationship wasn't really quite as solid ever after that. But she pissed me off and I was drinking or whatever. I was there. Long story short, I was fucked up at Stars after a company Christmas party that she didn't want to go to with me. I'm a legend in that motherfucker. They know me at the door by name.
You can, you never,
you like their
know,
chicken
you
strips
think you know
or
a person.
Taco?
No, I always eat before I go.
Just for everyone who's not an LA resident or local, Stars is like Gardena. A legendary, or Gardena, it's a legendary strip club. It's like the closest thing you can get to, well, not now.
Yeah, but for
before,
a long time.
For a long time, it was the closest
Malaya
thing.
Malaya
came out of there.
Tokyo, Wire Bliss, all of them.
Oh, you know all of them.
Yeah.
Look at you. So,
he said, yeah.
He said, yeah.
I'm
working like this. So, shout out to Tokyo.
What's up, Tokyo? Come on the podcast.
Hey, girl.
All the podcasts.
She was on when I did the other radio thing. She was on there.
What?
Yeah. I got to bring her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey.
So, basically, it was like if the closest thing to Atlanta strippers in Los Angeles at the time, and like now they all work somewhere else or they're like married
retired.
Kids or retired.
Yeah, they're in that new spot, V Live or.
No, don't go there.
Anymore. AODs or well, sometimes Sam's or what's the other one?
Tokyo's there.
Tokyo's there.
Yeah,
she's a bartender.
I think that you can. Hey, have you been there?
Yeah,
since it became V Live?
It sucks.
They still have the area off to the side where you can smoke outside.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because I got a bucket list item of doing a cigar in a strip club, and I can't do that in California. It's very hard to do.
Well, you should go there, but
you should go
just
there.
For the,
take
just
the
for
picture.
The bucket list.
I'm going there for the cigar.
Take the
not,
picture
not the
and then leave. So. That was like a little sidebar, but
we're back,
and so that's like very interesting because I kind of like. So, did you cheat with a stripper, or did you do whole things with a stripper? Because you say that it's not actually, it's a very
not that
small
night.
Degree of cheating.
Not that night.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
I met a girl at another location, and I was bored at the joint, so I was just like burning through the phone,
mm-hmm.
like. Faded
mm-hmm.
till someone was like, yeah, come through. Came through.
That's cheating.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, that was the only time I cheated. I didn't like
you
run off into
a
relationship.
You said it was a degree of cheating. You had sex with
a
whole other person.
I did a one night. I didn't start a relationship on the sneak for a month and
it's
then break
still
up.
Still cheating. Oh my God.
Yeah, but that's a one
off. Did you see her more than one time?
No.
Did you see multiple women once?
But
no.
She was already in your phone.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you had
talking.
Already fucked her?
No.
Or talked to her. Still cheating.
Interacted with her the time I met her at a gas station and that night, that was it.
Do you think that was cheating?
Absolutely.
When you met her at the gas station?
No.
But you got her number.
She got my number.
Why did
she? You called her.
But it doesn't matter. You gave it to her.
And the number was in my phone.
Mm. So you, when you were in a relationship.
That was ego juice. I don't plan on acting on it.
So this is something that my friend says, that our friend says, that men cheat because they're insecure. I think he said women cheat because he's. That's why I wanted to have him as a guest, but maybe he'll come in the future.
I can cover this topic. We'll be, you know.
So, do you feel that that's true? Like, because he basically went through this whole thing where he says that men cheat because up until the point that they're actually in a girl's vagina or in a dude's whatever, that they. I don't want to exclude people.
Okay.
That basically up until that point, they. Like weren't sure if they were actually going to achieve it. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's crap. Because you know, no, that's garbage. You know, in 10 seconds,
if they're gonna give it to you,
yeah.
Even these days,
I know instantly.
Okay, so like, you knew that the girl that you gave your number to.
If I wasn't pissed off and fucked up, it would never have happened.
No,
but
no.
At the gas station.
At the gas station, you knew.
She wanted it.
That you can give her.
Do you know
the goods.
How many girls I just straight pulled to pull. Just, I'll bet there was 30 women in my phone during that relationship on any given day that I pulled just purely to punk other men who were trying to pull that girl.
But okay, so it's for your own
ego?
Yeah,
it's for ego. It's for any of a number of things. Like, if I'm at Stars,
networking,
for example,
oh,
and dudes are bombing money uh-huh. on dancer A or whatever the fuck, or there's a girl at their table who's not a dancer or whatever,
okay,
and one of them's looking funny at me, I'm going to pull their girl. I'm not going to fuck her because I'm in a relationship, but I'm going to do that to that dude.
Does your girl know that, your ex-girl know that this was your
she
sport?
She knew those numbers on my phone, but I never took anybody out.
Did
I never
she
got
know
down
that
with anybody.
This was a hobby of yours. A
so
sport.
Is this okay for a woman to do that's dating you?
It's not something that I would
She's
be pissed about.
It.
I'm not going to be happy about it, but I don't care. I mean, if a girl I'm dating is going to the club and passing her number out or whatever the fuck and it leaves when it's over when she leaves the club.
Okay.
I don't really care that
it's
much.
It's not over because they have her number and they're going to call
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but if she's a grown woman, she can not do anything with that, that's fine. It's what you do with it, in my opinion.
So if she does what you did.
If she does what I did that time, that's a problem. If she does what I did with all
so
the rest of the time,
the
it's not
thing.
A problem. But I'm not acting like I didn't cheat on that girl.
Okay, so my thing is, well, you did say you cheated to a degree. Oh. And in all actuality, you did the whole degree.
Can I define that?
Okay.
She was cheating on me with a guy for over a month and a half and okay. started a new relationship with this guy right. while she was still in a relationship exclusively with me.
Which is worse than one night stand.
Yeah, it's a 60 night stand.
You said a month.
It was like a month and a half and change.
I'm like,
it was a month and a half plus. I was aware of it for a month and a half and it started before then.
Okay, got it.
So.
Okay, so there's obviously a few double
Would you not
standards.
Agree?
I'm like Jesus. A sin is a sin.
That's fair.
It's like.
But what do you find easier to forgive? A one night stand or a whole relationship?
A whole relationship
you
that
even,
you left the
or
person
would you even
for.
Forgive? I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna
like
lie.
Me, of course. Like that was one thing that used to piss my ex off because she used to say if I did half of the shit that you did to me, I wouldn't hear the fucking last of it. And I know she's right. Like now I definitely look at things a lot different because I don't see a cheater or someone who cheats as a person who is like, what do you say? Like, I don't see a person that cheats as just like this horrible person. I never really have. And like, if you were to ask me 5 years ago, I would tell you everyone cheats. Everyone, like I was a whole ass ho. So I used to have people that used to come through that were married in relationships, beautiful wife and kids and all that shit. At the end of the day, they were trying to fulfill something that they weren't getting. Or in some cases, you're just fucking greedy and you're trying to fulfill all the things that you want to in life. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, it goes either way. So it's like now, like my situation was my situation. I was cheating to fulfill something. Mm. So I had did all the shit to get what I want and I still wasn't happy and I still did what I wanted to do with no regard for that person. In that moment, I was not thinking about her. So it's kind of like you have people who they literally just cheat on a physical level, sexual level. Some people cheat and they have these like work husbands and work wives and they think that that shit is cool. Then they have people that cheat and they are in whole ass relationships with people. And mm-hmm. like they have actual side bitches that they pillow talk with and share their feelings with that they feel they can't share with their spouse, which sometimes is bullshit. They just want to share everything with everyone. So it's like I'm going to ask you, when you, like you said, you kind of feel like you fulfill different stuff, or if you're not getting an amount of attention over here, then you go elsewhere. Like, so at what point do you say, like, okay, let me get down to the nitty gritty and figure out like what's going on with me so that I don't cheat on my next whole ass boyfriend?
I think that's where I'm at right now. And I think that's why I've kind of been on pause. Like, I still talk to people, but I've really slowed down a lot. It just even going out, because I used to go out every day out of boredom. Like, it's LA, so there's something to do every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would go hear anybody call me, I was like, okay, let me get dressed, let me go. I learned to say no because I felt like, yeah, I'm hanging out. Yeah, I'm going out with these guys. I'm not happy. I'm still not happy. Nothing's making me happy. So at this point in my life.
And you'd be too tired to get dressed.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm getting old and I'm like, this is my day to day.
This is exhausting.
Like, don't let Instagram fool you. That's not how I look ever.
No one knows Instagram.
I know, but I'm just saying. No, but I'm saying, like, I just feel like at this point in my life is where I'm really trying to figure it out. And I'm like, okay, eventually I want a family. I want things. Cheating, karma's always going to come back to you. Cheating's not really going to do it. Somebody's going to cheat on me when I think I'm happy and in love. So, I don't know.
I don't necessarily think karma comes back in the form of which...
You did it.
Like, I don't believe. Like, to say that is, like, kind of a fuck you to anybody that you get with after. So, like, I'm currently dating someone, and we're, like, in the very early stages, but she knows all my shit. Like, so she knows that I've cheated. She knows whatever. Mm. So it's kind
if
of...
she didn't.
Right. Right. So if she didn't, now she does. Hey. Hey, girl. So it's kind of like when you get to the point where, like, if I put all of this on the table and then you kind of, like, assure me that, you know, that you accept me and my flaw. Like, I think a part of what I'm going through right now emotionally and what I did go through, like, it was a constant, like, that was karma in itself. Because I had a lot of nights where I just was, like, fucking miserable, crying myself to sleep, this whole, like, going through this whole thing over and over my head. But it was so that I could kind of, that situation was kind of, like, the turning point of my 30s. Like, that along with a bunch of other shit, but mm-hmm. everything was all wrapped up into this relationship. Like, just really seeing myself for who I was and, like, it was kind of, you know how you, like you said, you cheat on people, like, kind of to get them first before they get you. Like, I knew she wasn't doing shit. She was probably the most honest person I knew. This was the first time where it was honestly, like, you know how you do somebody wrong and then, like, you don't feel that bad about it because you know that they've done shit to you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like the justification between friends and in relationships. Like, oh, we've been through this. We've been here and back and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Like, in my situation, it was nothing like that. It was literally like, bitch, what's wrong with you? Because she literally was everything and then some. And there's nothing that you can say that's like, oh, like, she just did you so wrong. Like, well, maybe it was your time to get her back for da-da-da. It wasn't like that. That wasn't the case. So I was kind of forced to look at myself. So when I talk to people that say that they've cheated, like, I do look at the situation sometimes and I'm like, yeah, he's not that great. So I don't really feel bad for him that you're saying that
you
cheated.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really feel bad. Like, there's people that, like, I know that they're not being treated with respect. And I could see, like, sometimes, like, now I can kind of point it out because I've been through it. Like, when you're doing X, Y, and Z and you know you're married or you know that you're with somebody, like, there's, like, something wrong with you. Like, I have not a lot of friends, but I have a few friends who either I know that they have someone or I know that, you know, they have someone who is... You know, they could be either or. They could be somebody who's super great, and then they could be somebody who's kind of like a sleaze, but he's a nice sleaze. Like, he's cool, but he's, like, a little disrespectful. You know there's something about him, but you don't know exactly what it is. And you can kind of be like, oh, well, you know, if you feel like you need to go, get yours, girl. Just know that, you know, it might not turn out the way that you want it to. I don't encourage people to cheat. But
seems
you know,
like you just did.
No, I do. Cause I know, like, if that's what you, okay. It's your experience. You have to go through that shit on your own. Like, you have to, you got to figure that shit out. I know, I have a friend of a friend, and she's like talking about how she's in a married relationship. She's dating this person who is like from her past, and she just doesn't, you know, she still wants to kind of entertain that situation because it's new and exciting, and she, you know, she married this safe person. Who's probably never gonna
I think
do
that's
that
another
shit to
thing to me for me.
You wanna live on the dangerous side or what?
No. I have the fear of settling. Like I just assumed that you were just gonna know, fall in love, it's just gonna hit you. Like, I don't know, maybe because my sister's been in like two relationships her whole life. I just imagined that it was gonna be different. And I'm like the girl that's 32, still hasn't got married. Everybody's like looking at you like, girl, when are you gonna get it together? So
who looks at you like that?
Like my whole family. I think everybody's wondering, them. Like, when is it going to happen? So I feel like I'm always looking. Or I'm like, okay, if I get with this, it'll be safe, but will I be happy? Or I'm just going to wait it out and see if somebody else comes. I'm looking for some, but I don't know.
So I feel like...
That's relatable. This is,
yeah. So it's like, do you want to get married?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get married to get married. Because I'm in my mid-30s or whatever.
So someone will be like her.
If I... Well, I'm,
no, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to just marry somebody just to say that I got married or to marry the safe person that I don't really love like that.
You end up
like
cheating
that.
On.
That I'm going to end up cheating on you. I don't want to. I don't want to cheat on my husband because I want to make sure that that's the person, but then I'm cheating on everybody else. I have no idea how this works.
I was talking last week extensively for like an hour and a half with a friend of mine's girl who's engaged. Loves the guy, great guy, but she wants a stable lifestyle. She wants to go half on a house. She wants to... She is not happy like that with this guy. And she's like, well, if I could just convince him to let me have an open relationship with you and I'm like,
lady,
you're a hot commodity. Out of that situation. Like, why would you... If you're trying to get into a marriage that is opened... You should probably not try to get into that marriage that is not the marriage for you.
Bye. So you guys going to go three ways on a house or how does that work?
Hell no.
You can come over on weekends.
Bro, property is property, okay? If you have the opportunity to get some property,
yeah, but when that divorce happens, it's only half property.
No, a third or something.
If you're on the deed, you're on the deed.
Yeah, but you go to court and it's half. You can sell that, you're getting half the value of that. You know?
But I guess you thought about it already.
I mean, it's... Like
he's like, no, I already calculated everything.
My family's got litigation. I mean, I can relate to like not wanting to sell. The times, the few girls I've been like, you know what, I actually want to marry that person. I knew that pretty damn quick, and we at least were in some level of trying to communicate and work, you know. Things through for like a number of years, but
you never made them your girlfriend. Mm-mm. correct because you only had one girlfriend your whole life.
That is correct. And one of them was here. One of the other two remaining two was here.
We're narrowing
but
it down.
Wasn't ready for their, you know, whatever the hell, and you know, blah blah blah. And the other one was in another part of the country. And it just would have...
International ginger.
Well, she was
international,
but Florida is not international.
Oh, you said a country.
I said another part of the country.
Oh.
I just heard another country.
My mistake. This damn microphone.
Where are we going?
She was an island girl from Florida. But I just couldn't get all my... I couldn't get down there in the way that I needed to get down there to make it work. So that didn't work for that reason. And the other one didn't work because... That one wanted to go.
So you
get
like
run through
relationships?
No, I don't.
I think it's hard to get along with, so it's easier.
So it's easier
not
from
in
a distance.
Well, the first one didn't start as long distance. It just happened.
That's true.
You know, like after a year, but you know.
But don't you feel like that is even more of a reason you cheat or they would cheat because you're long distance?
I never cheated when I was long distance.
Checked you.
Right.
Bitch.
Because it was open. Because it was never a legit relationship.
So I feel like...
It was to me.
I loved her. So I just feel like when you're in a relationship, first you have to look at yourself. When you're a cheater, you have to look...
I've been cheated on too.
No.
Don't just point at me like
when
you're
I'm
a cheater.
I'm just saying, when you're... Because, I mean, when you're a cheater, I'm pointing at both of you now because you're both cheaters. You have cheated.
You a cheater.
I'm a cheater. I'm not a cheater anymore. And I probably won't cheat.
I haven't cheated in over 10 years.
I'm a reformed.
I haven't cheated in over.
You can't say that because
don't
you
look at your watch. She just looked at her.
No. I don't have an invisible watch.
I know. The listeners don't know you don't have a watch on.
Yeah, I was like, so that's true.
It's been a full 24 hours.
I think that if people, because I did get a couple of messages. It was one person in particular. And she made a comment. Well, she was in my DM, and she was. Let's see if she deleted her DM because she deleted one of my.
Is talking on DM one of cheating?
Okay, so let's talk about what constitutes as cheating. Like, What's on the list of things that's cheating?
I will be very honest with you and say you're going to get different answers. If you run a survey of 1,000 men and 1,000 women, you're going to get a large consensus from men that it's one thing and a broad swath of other things from women.
I have a general motherfucking statement that is everything. It's all wrapped in one. Do you want to hear it?
Fire away.
Cheating is anything that you wouldn't want your significant other fucking doing. Period. If you
or
don't
knowing
want,
that you did.
No. No, no, no.
Just if you just golden rule.
If you're at a gas station, Chevron, if you will. Let's say Shell, because they have rewards and I like that. If you're
let's
Shell,
say Valero on Wilmington and El Segundo.
Let's say unlimited oil on the brand Slauson. They're always cheap.
Oh, it's popping over there.
Actually, USA gas across the street is cheaper.
No, I was Eastside with that number.
Oh my God. You're really...
My office was right there.
You're from the hood, though.
No, my office was right there.
Like, really, really, really from the hood, though. Okay, so anything, like if I'm at a gas station at Shell and I'm giving my fucking number out or receiving numbers, I think you would have been better off receiving the number and then not using it. Like, you exchanged information. Just rude. If she did the same thing to you, if she was watching you from above and could see the shit that you were doing, she would be upset, right? In that act, she would be upset.
She would have been upset. Let's take the one that went to me actually cheating. Let's take that one off the table because it's...
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm not saying like that, but like the other ones were incomplete processes. So it defines...
What is this, a bank transaction? Period.
It can be. It
has still processing. It's pending. It is not posted to the account. So it doesn't count.
You got to check for fraud.
Right. You got to check for fraud. No, fuck that. That, period, point blank. If your girl was in her car, anything you can do in front of your girl, you should not be doing. Anything you can do in front of your nigga, you should not be doing. Period. And I felt
nowadays,
I feel that way now. Before, I had a plethora of, because I'm a social butterfly. I'm very friendly. I'm friendly as fuck. I used to get yelled at for just like talking to people because people want to go to the bathroom and they come back and I have a little crowd. So what?
That was me.
I could be
I'm that friend.
She's that friend. You can cheat on your friends too. Don't get
me
wrong.
No. I don't like that. Like, I leave you for 2 seconds and there's like a bunch of people. We have new friends. They're going to sit with us. No. No.
She's very antisocial.
We got buddy cheating?
Yeah, she's a buddy cheater.
I'm not a buddy cheater.
Anymore.
I end up including her anyway, and then we all have a go at it.
You're a buddy swinger.
Yeah. We all have a go at it. Yeah.
Man.
I'm a buddy swinger. That would be a cool little party.
That would just, I think...
It's pretty much...
He's like, I want to go.
That sounds like a regular cocktail party to me.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of friends sitting around interacting.
You bring your friends, and then they meet new friends, and you all just be friends. Maybe have sex later.
That changes the original plan of a party, but that is a welcome idea.
It's still a little of the old me. It's just lingering. But, like I said, if your girl is there... You act as if your girl is like watching you from a distance and you act accordingly. I was going to say a fucking accordingly. That's
if
how I
some
feel
bad chick walks across the gas
that's
station.
That's different. If you guys got, because don't get me wrong, I was very much that girl.
If I'm in the car with my girl getting gas, she's right there. She mm-hmm. sees this chick. I see her. I got to go inside. Everybody's looking at this chick. My girl's in the car. Can nobody see her? I will pull that girl. And get
why
her number
though?
And come back and tell
insecure,
my girl.
That's why.
It's not because of insecure. It's for the spectacle of it.
Because he's insecure.
It's for the spectacle of it.
Does your girl know that this is how you feel?
I don't have a girl.
You know what the fuck I mean. Does your girl, the girl that you used to have, does she know that was your little sport?
I mean, yeah, she knew.
I pull bitches as a sport.
Right. I feel like you're lying. And she did not know. And if she knew, she said she was well-to-do from the suburbs.
A girl from upstairs in my apartment came to the apartment. She was there.
Did you guys have a threesome?
No, I was like, you can't be here right now. My girl's here.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
My girl is here.
But nothing was going on with me and that girl. I didn't do anything with that girl.
Okay, so, period.
Why could she be there when your girl's not there, but she can't be there when your girl's there if there's nothing going on?
Because she came down for something to go on.
So did I'm you sure ever have
any
sex
other
with
time
her?
She went no. down there, she came down for that.
Not too. Even after we broke so up and I still live in the building whenever I sex.
You have vacancies in your building? I'm looking for a place right now.
Anyway. I'm no longer in that building. I got priced out of that building years ago.
Okay, so you can say, I'm going to answer for you. No, that wasn't okay.
Okay.
And you know it wasn't okay because you have this list of justifications for it. Like, no. Stephanie.
Quote unquote.
Oh, not, I mean, Heffany. You
Heffany.
Okay. So do you okay, so we had a situation. Can I talk about the situation?
What's the situation?
So okay, so not,
sneeze
not,
button
not
over
her.
Here.
Another friend, not her. So if you're talking to someone and you're not supposedly sure of where you guys stand. As in a relationship, like you guys have been talking for a while, you kind of think that they're not talking to anyone else. They've kind of said little statements that kind of lets you know that you're somewhat exclusive or something to that extent. And then you engage in activities that you don't want them to know about because you're afraid that it'll jeopardize what you guys have, even though you're not quite sure what it is.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Is that... Like you said, you had a bunch of like kind of open-ended things. Is that cheating? Because you obviously didn't want them to know what you were doing. And you obviously felt like on some
I
level.
I would think it, I mean, yeah, I guess. But then if we're talking about my situation, weren't you the one that told me he's probably doing his own shit too?
I did. I say right
weren't
here.
You the one that told me you didn't think he was being faithful to me? So,
I did. I felt like that person was not. Like, it was just too, yeah, I know. I didn't feel that was...
Well, you're making the matter too specific for a conceptual question. Like, in practical theory,
so people that you're talking to, you're talking to somebody for a couple of months. You guys are, you know, from what you can see...
A couple of months or a year, because I was a year.
Okay, so first of all, let's start there. Do not talk to anyone for that fucking long without some type of... Like, let's get a little specific at that point. So, if you're talking to someone for an extended period of time, and if you happen to still be talking, or quote-unquote talking, which you shouldn't be, you should not be just talking, unless that's what you guys agreed upon. And then if you guys agreed upon that, then you definitely need to be like, okay, so, are we fucking other people? Are we allowed to fuck other people? You just want to know for your records.
I mean, I think we had said we weren't fucking other people, but... It got to the point where I was just like, I don't even know if this is really true. I don't even know if this is a real relationship. So, yeah, I started fucking other people.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
I look at the prospect of getting involved with somebody and cheating on them. Like, is this a person that I would want to lose over this? It obviously, this person was not someone that you gave a fuck about losing over that. So
I did,
why?
At the beginning, but after like a year of not seeing, like, I was content with what was going on at the beginning, but after a year, I just felt like it needed to be more. And every time I brought up something, it was kind of like, oh, we're fine. And it wasn't, oh, we're fine. But I think I just don't know how to break up with people. I have a hard time telling somebody that I don't want to be with them.
You have a hard time telling someone that you do want to be with them, it sounds like, as well.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know. I agree, Rose. I do.
Rose Gold, I agree.
I'd rather do the shit to have them leave me than me actually. I think this weekend, you know what?
You're like afraid of confrontation.
Yeah.
So.
And commitment.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is an interesting place. Living in a constant state of fear.
Anything that starts with a C, she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So, with that being said, it kind of all goes back to, like, I think if you're a cheater or you have cheated, and you look like this isn't something that you feel that you were like constant? Like, what made you cheat that night? It was the reaction?
He said he was drunk.
But you were just drunk.
I was drunk and pissed off.
What are you pissed off about?
I was pissed off because I got dragged to her stupid ass company Christmas party that was like garbage. And mine was a monstrous production that everybody...
Can I go to yours?
I mean, I don't have a company like that anymore. Oh. But yeah, you can for the next one. I could, absolutely.
Thank you.
So it was a big old like thing. And people, people from my company knew her. I had to go there solo and answer 50 questions. Where is such and such? Where is such and such? Why isn't she here? Da, 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 da.
She wasn't there?
No, she didn't go. She went... She, like, for no reason decided, I want to leave Friday afternoon instead of Saturday morning to go up...
To your thing.
To the Bay. No, to go out of town.
So she didn't want... She chose to leave early to go somewhere else instead of your thing.
Yeah.
Your thing or her thing?
I went to her thing. She didn't come to my thing.
Oh, okay.
Her thing was, like, a small dinner of eight. My thing was, like, a giant production of a deal, you know, black tie event at a country club.
She and, loves those. She makes her own dresses. She's great.
We'll do one. We'll do one.
Thank you.
But, yeah, so I was like, this sucks. I'm sick and tired of being here. So I bounced early, shot over to Stars. And
that was just downhill from there.
It went from, like, a lot of free drinks to a lot of not free drinks to...
So that kind of sounds a little worse than what I was thinking. Because I didn't really ask you what you were pissed off about. But now you did it intentionally. Like, if you went to Stars after, you knew that there was a chance.
No, I went to Stars every week. So there's...
What day was this Christmas party on? A Tuesday or Thursday?
That was a Saturday. Usually I would go on Thursdays.
Amateur night?
No, amateur night's Thursdays. I would go on Thursdays back in the day because that was my work schedule and shit like that. And they usually had college football games on.
I was like, football.
Yeah, but...
Well, okay, so in... Okay, so there's...
Stars is my sanctuary of mental health.
No.
Mine too.
No. No, not for you. So, not for you either, but...
Of course, it's the greatest distraction in the world. I can have drinks, television, and naked women.
I'm pretty sure a mental health professional would tell you not to get distracted and to face your issues head on.
Yeah, but you need an hour or two to just, you know, recharge and then go do it.
But you went and fucked someone. You recharged and then you... inserted your battery into someone's plug.
That's true. And then...
Did you tell her you cheated?
No.
Yeah, this is just getting worse and worse. And
so she doesn't...
No, that was a bad one.
Do you feel like in moving forward, now that you've been cheated on,
mm-hmm.
will you react the same way if you don't get your way?
Well, how do you mean?
If you don't get your way in your next relationship, do you feel like you'll act out in the same manner that you did?
Oh, with that? Nah.
So will you continue to be a cheater?
Yeah.
I'm 35 years old. I cheated one time.
You've only been in one relationship.
It was 4 years.
And
I was in college, out of the state. I didn't cheat.
That's not my point.
Like...
Maybe you were
a late bloomer and you weren't that cute back then and now you're popping, so.
No, this was at 24. I had it at 21. I was popping from 21.
I've been about this life.
Poppin'.
So do you feel, honestly?
No, I wouldn't cheat, no. Absolutely not.
Do you feel like your situation was a little karma?
No, that was probably her situation was karma because there was background before that night.
Okay. Okay, I'm just asking.
Like, for example, I'll put it out. We were together.
Okay.
On a Friday in August. We met in Oakland through my then roommate.
Okay.
She's out on a dinner date. We were fucking in the afternoon. She's on a dinner date that evening. I get a call from my then roommate from Oakland because his best friend... Okay. is on a dinner date with her.
Oh.
And dots got connected, and he's faster to the phone than she was because he had it in his pocket and she had it in her purse. So I get on the phone, and he's calling, and 20 seconds into the conversation, she's calling. So there was that.
Well, she's not very smooth.
No.
So, okay.
So you've never went on two dates?
Who?
In one day?
I'm smooth. Uh-oh. They didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. She got caught up.
I got on two days in the same restaurant.
I was like, me too. But I'm like,
you're not very smooth. You're a horrible liar. That's the funny part about it. She's
that's
horrible.
Why I don't lie.
That's why I don't lie.
I get caught up.
I just exit and try to get them to break up with me, okay. So I don't have to lie.
I'll just go fuck another guy so that he'll just leave me alone.
I stop answering calls, change my number.
Well, yeah, she's had quite a few numbers in the past couple years. I never thought that about that being the reason though, but I guess now.
No, that's
not
the reason. I stop answering calls for sure though. I'll like make it a point where I'm like, I'm busy.
So in real time, you know, .. form, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're in an undefined relationship that seems to be like a relationship. And then you're like, I'm not sure I want to be in this relationship. I don't want to tell this guy that I don't want to be in the relationship I'm not sure that I'm in. So I'm just going to fuck another guy and stop answering his calls?
Yeah, kind of. I might.
That's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear.
Being very judgy.
I'm not being judgy. I just wanted to hear. What was really going
okay,
on?
Okay, so I'm not here to give advice, or I'm like the worst, but I can share my experience, and that's really all that I'm here to do, is to get people like thinking about why certain things happen, especially when you're in your 30s and you feel like you should, you know, it should all be coming together, so to speak, or we like to think so. So moving forward, what things are you doing that you like feel like to make yourself not be that way? Because obviously, would you agree that that's not like the healthiest approach if you do in fact want to get married?
Yeah, I feel like I'm slowly but surely trying to communicate more of what I'm feeling and how I'm feeling to people, because I don't tend to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I stopped going out just out of boredom, or like just hanging out with people because I'm bored.
So do
I don't
you
have that many friends anymore though? Kind of sad.
Your phone is dry.
My phone is very dry.
Yeah, likewise.
So do you, when you meet someone, say if you were to meet a guy tomorrow, mm-hmm. he's attractive, you seem like you would like him. What are some things that you would you like kind of not open with that, but would you tell him like, this is my fucking shit, and I'm working on this shit? And
probably not when I meet him. I feel like I do now as I get older tell more of my truth because it makes it easier for me. And it's like, for some reason, I've noticed that guys will talk to me more and feel more at ease with me if I tell them like, hey, this is what I've gone through or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, okay, she said this. Obviously, she's working on herself or whatnot. Before, I wouldn't tell you anything. I wouldn't tell you anything. I really wouldn't. Because my family history isn't that great. So it's just kind of like, nobody wants to, hey, nice to meet you. Okay, you got all these problems.
Like, bitch, you got baggage.
I do tend to talk a little bit more now. And then I do want to go to therapy in a sense. I want to, but then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think talking about it is therapy. And that's like one thing that I have learned. Like, when you don't talk about, like, even if no one says a word, and they just agree and then ask you more questions, or either they agree or ask you like very small, like, oh, how did that make you feel? Like, even just that is like therapy in itself. Like, people don't really realize that. And I think we have these situations that we go through, and then we do things that we know we're not supposed to do, or we know that it's not who we are. And then we kind of like justify it with bullshit instead of being like, okay, like, no, for real, why did I do this? Like, why did I just cheat on this person? Like, or what was it about this person that made me like not give a fuck about how they would react? Because we all kind of do things, and I think it's very like, it's very habitual. And like, when I was cheating, if I took a second to think about how she would react, how she would feel when she found out, if she found out. The fact that I went, you know, I took it upon myself, like I deleted certain shit from my phone at one point. Like, we do all these things to prevent the people that we love finding certain shit out, when like, if we would have just taken a step back and just been honest, like, hey, like, I've been feeling a little lonely or bored lately.
And you take me to the movies.
Like, come pick me up because I'm about to give my goods to somebody else just to feel away. Or just say, like, hey, like, I'm not really feeling it, so I'm going to just, you know, cut things off. Or just being, like, the simple communication would prevent, like, a lot of shit. Maybe if your girl said, hey, like...
You work
somewhere that I, you know, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm trying to do this and that. If she would have communicated that to you, if you would have said, hey, bitch, like, you really hurt my feelings. And no, not call her. I don't talk to people like that. That's just how I talk, but I don't really talk like that. But anyway.
That's just how I talk to
them. That's just how I talk to them. So then if you just said, hey, you know, you didn't go with me to my, you know, my business party, and I feel like I went out of my way to be there for you, and I feel like you kind of weren't there for me, and blah blah blah. Maybe if you guys had that conversation, and not saying you didn't have that conversation, but maybe if you had a similar conversation that was really like where you just took your time to process, you wouldn't end up fucking the bitch you met at the gas station. And then now I hope she's listening, and I hope you heard it.
He fucked that gas station girl doesn't know who the hell she even is right now.
Oh. Does she know who you are?
No.
Oh.
That's why, because she wouldn't know through association that we were talking about her. And I'm sure a lot of girls have gotten involved in stupid shit based off of that gas station.
If you were at the gas station a couple years ago.
The ginger. They're probably like, is he talking about
that? Actually, I'm probably the only dude who's pulled girls out of that Valero gas station.
You're so proud of that.
No, I'm not proud of it, but statistically, I can't imagine that there's a lot of members of the Rose Gold community.
See what kind of bitches
is it Arco? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh. Where? Wilmington, El Segundo?
Is that Compton?
Yeah.
It's Compton, yeah.
You be in Compton?
My office was right there.
Your what?
My office was right there.
East Side, Compton, Oakland, all the ratchetness.
You're ratchet as fuck.
That's
like,
nonsense.
Mm-mm.
No, my office is right there. That's why I was getting gas.
I want a pure ginger. I don't want no ratchet ass ginger.
Let me tell you something. There are no pure rose golds. That's why the expression beaten like a redheaded stepchild became a thing.
Oh. Well, I guess.
We've been outcast for generations.
Is there anything you've learned from your experience? Just like, what would you say was the biggest thing you need to work on to prevent yourself from cheating in the future?
Communication.
And you? What do you think you could do so you won't get cheated on again?
Get a better job.
You didn't get a better job.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to the strip club.
Nah, I mean, you just kind of got to... It's tough to safeguard against that, but, like, you just got to know who you're getting involved with, you know?
That's true.
That's...
Like, you got to make sure you're okay.
But don't you think you
mentally?
Knew who you were getting involved with when she went to dinner with your roommate?
You kind of did. You had the warning signs.
Yeah, no, I did.
Y'all stopped ignoring these fucking warning signs because they're all around you.
Nah, it's true. I was caught in between...
butt cheeks.
No, I was caught in between arrogance and weakness. It's a very tough position to be in, you know.
True.
So you set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, in that case, I did.
Your arrogance always wins, even at the gas station.
Always.
So, we're going to... What it conclude? Shut it down?
Run like hell?
Coming to a close.
Clearly don't come hang to out a or close. Date us because...
Right. I'm okay. It's these two. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. You guys are lovely.
We're going to go back to the tail of the tape and try to confirm that.
Right. We need to transcript
some this. I'm a work in progress.
You definitely are. I would love to... have you back when you're reformed and so when you're engaged, and hopefully they don't, you know, hear the transcripts of this.
Right. I'm like, that was
it's like a live podcast of the vows.
She made it.
I'm like, this is what you could have had I not stepped in and had her on the show. And then, you know, we're hoping that you get a maybe someone that is hot, that doesn't get on your nerves.
That those are the requirements.
Loves
girl.
You for you and doesn't need you to have a job and doesn't want you because they want you to be a part of their poly relationship.
I guess I want
that for you.
Jeez, I'm not even sure I do.
So yeah, that concludes volume two of Cheaters Anonymous. And yeah. We will see you next week, or not see you, but you'll hear us next week. And go ahead and go to the Dirty 30 Diary on Instagram. Go on iTunes, Spotify, follow, subscribe, rate, leave a review. Appreciate it.
Audio boom.
Audio boom. Anything else? Anywhere else that you think of? Shrug. Okay, bye.